G'day everybody, welcome to your Rush Hour on this Wednesday. I hope you had a lovely day today. I've got the lovely people around me at the minute. I've got Greg Blewett. Good afternoon to you, Gregory.
Good afternoon, Jars.
Bernie Vince, welcome to you.
Hello, Jars.
You said you're a bit cloggy and foggy today. Yeah. You might struggle on the show for the next 2 hours.
Well, you said that first. And your articulation of things. I'm feeling a bit the same as well. I took the final tile off our house last night.
Oh, yeah, it's been
out of the laundry. Arduous
project, yeah. Hasn't it?
So
young
I got
man.
That off, so I'm done.
Food good. DIY.
Skip up.
Well done.
Skip's full.
There we go. And hello, G.
Hi, Jars. How's it going?
Good, G. We got lots to get through.
Big
Jay
show.
Clark will be on the show. He's going to talk to us about Brody Grundy, where he may end up next year.
Also, Leon Cameron. As well.
So he's going to be a busy boy, that young man. Now, let's get to a name for Torp over the Torrens before we get into an issue that's happening down at Alberton.
Yeah.
With a guaranteed 20K to give away. Triple M's Torp over the Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy.
We are after Tom Yates of North Brighton. So if you know Tom or...
Yater.
Yeah. So, Tom Yates, give us a call, 133353 for your chance to win $10,000. Give us a call by the end of the show.
What's
which
his
is
footy
six.
Club?
He's from the Brighton Bombers, Jazz.
Yep, it's happening in a couple of weeks' time, just before the showdown by the river there. If you can Torp over the Torrens, we've got 20 grand to give away, 10 grand to the furthest male and furthest female kickers. So you can still register, triplem.com.au. It's all thanks to McDonald's. We're loving every goal. Macca's SA, it's the home of footy.
Good stuff, sure G. Is. Now, I've had a lot of text messages today regarding the story that came out late yesterday on the show that the Collingwood Football Club have said to the Port Adelaide Football Club, you can wear the prison bar jumper, but in teal.
Well, it's on the back page of the paper.
It's everywhere.
The teal deal.
The teal
is. Well, that's the heading.
Now, my phone hasn't stopped from proud Port Adelaide past players who played in that magnificent traditional jumper.
Do they still talk to you?
Three of them.
Well,
hasn't stopped.
When you average 35
the one bloke
against him,
keeps trying to ring him,
picked up votes against him. That's okay. They're saying no.
Yeah.
No. Don't patronise our football club. You've seen our history down there at Alberton. So 133353. Now, what's your take on it? Because should Port Adelaide accept the offer from Collingwood for the showdown in 2 weeks' time to wear that teal prison bar jumper?
Oh, not for me. When I first heard about it, I thought, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. But then when I saw the visual of what the Guernsey would look like, it was just a no way. And I think that's fairly unanimous.
So
from
you're
all
saying to Port Adelaide, don't budge.
Don't
wear it.
Don't budge.
The offer from Collingwood.
I still can't believe Collingwood are the only ones that don't have an away strip.
Yeah, I know.
It's just ludicrous.
They've got one. It's got a little bit more white in it.
Yeah, it has.
The white stripes are about 2 centimetres wider than...
You need a double take to see.
It's hard to tell.
But it's a VFL. VFL trying to run the AFL game.
I'm throwing that bit of paper straight back in their face. There's no heritage to a Guernsey that Port Adelaide have never worn.
No.
If they want to wear a Guernsey that they've
Who's
never
the
worn...
Who's the longest-serving club out of Port Adelaide and Collingwood
Port
football
Adelaide
club?
Are.
Well, they should have the right to wear the prison bar.
Yeah,
they should just wear it in 2 weeks' time. They're not going to play finals.
I said that.
They're not going to play finals. Greg, just wear it. Give it, stick it
but
up.
I'm telling
stick
you now,
the great
AFL,
Teddy Whitten would say.
It won't be a fine. They'll dock premiership points.
Not next year.
Yes, they will. They'll carry it forward.
Greg, of course they will.
No way.
No. Give it to them. Tell them no way. Don't patronise our great football club.
Well, here's Tommy Jonas, the Port skipper, on the Rush Hour this week.
Look, I'm not sure on the party line here, but like, as far as I'm concerned, if you haven't played in it in the past, it's not really a heritage game. Nah. So, I mean, I think they're just taking the mickey, to be honest.
Yeah, well said. Geez, I love his honesty.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't conform, does he, old Tommy?
I love that. I'm not sure what the club
it's
line
Port
is
Adelaide's
here. It's
Port Adelaide's home game. It's their showdown. Once a year, let them wear the prison bar. That's my take on it. And Port Adelaide, just wear the damn thing in 2 weeks' time because you ain't playing finals.
I said that a month ago. And in fact, if they dock points this year, it'll help because you get a lower draft pick.
133353. Get on the phone, Port Adelaide fans. Get on the phone. Should Port Adelaide accept Collingwood's prison bar offer? 133353. I've just got a text message from a dear friend of ours. I won't mention his name. He said, nah, buzz off, Koshy and Port. They aren't Port Adelaide. They are totally different identity. Bang.
Wow.
133353. Very passionate Port Adelaide fans are out there. Let's go to Danny of Fulham Gardens. G'day, Dan.
G'day, boys. Look, I am insulted. When I saw that, I was actually insulted. I'm Port Adelaide. The Port Adelaide faithful. It's chill. Blue, pink, whatever colour. It's got to be black and white through the bus.
Yep.
They should have got it through their head. We are not a start-up club. They used us as a pawn in 91 to get a team to South Australia. And they're still shafting us. I'm sorry. And one thing I've got to say, maybe Koshy's got to get the Collingwood board on a plane, take them through the upgrade at Alberton and show them the history of the club. Because that's where we're from, all right? People can still deny it, but we are from there, all right? We've got the history, and that's what we are and what we've been, whether they like it or not. And we're going to keep pushing until we get what we want. Two times a year. That's what we're asking.
Keep at it, Danny. Twice. Good boy, Danny.
After two, Danny. Not
love
one.
The, love all right. The passion.
Thanks, Danny. Let's go to Craig from Encounter Bay. Should Port accept Collingwood's prison bar offer?
How you going, boys? How you going, Emma?
Hello, Craig.
What do you think, mate?
Well, do they, Craig?
So let's not forget that the Port Power, Port Adelaide Magpies have only been wearing black and white since 1902, and Collingwood have been wearing it since 1897. And let's also not forget that, remember a few years ago when Port Power had to put tarps over their seats?
Yeah.
Who do you think was paying for Port Power to stay in the competition?
The AFL.
The mighty Collingwood, mate. Oh. Where do you think the AFL gets their money? 100,000 members from Collingwood.
Mm-hmm.
20,000 from Port a few years ago.
Yes. All right, Craigie.
That's another angle. It's another angle. We like it. We like it.
Good on you, Craig. That. Andy from Powerfield Gardens. Should Port Adelaide accept a Collingwood's prison bar offer?
No, mate, not at all. And that's coming from a Crows fan.
Yeah.
I'm also a fan of the EPL. And if you have a look at the moment in the EPL, you've got three teams that all wear navy blue. Leicester, Everton, Chelsea. And do you see those guys having a whinge?
No.
Nah. A couple of years ago, to go to the black and white, you had Newcastle United and West Bromwich Albion, both black and white.
Mm.
And they played in that biggest league in the world, mate, and there's no dramas there. So I can't understand why it can't happen here.
Yep. Good on you,
they
mate.
They just needed a waste strip, Collingwood, as well. That's another conversation.
Yeah, that's for another day.
Hey, let's go to Pikey from Woodcroft. What are your thoughts, Pikey?
Oh, look, I'm a 30-year Collingwood supporter and member.
Yep.
And the average, like, I've got lots of mates that are Collingwood supporters, and the average Collingwood supporter does not care.
Is that right?
We don't care. I think that Port Adelaide supporters should be able to wear it every game, maybe, except when they play Collingwood.
Wow. Pikey.
Jeez. Wowee.
Common sense
there
prevails.
There you go.
Common sense prevails there, Pikey from Woodcroft.
All right.
Great call, Pikey.
Thanks, Pikey. Stuff. Let's go to Troy from Largs North. Should Port accept Collingwood's offer?
No bloody way.
Why?
Well, at the end of the day, they're dictating what they always think they're better than South Australia. Like, we're going to change to the till if we do go that way, but why should they dictate us wearing that one time a year if we do change the colour?
Mm.
Like, if they do change the teal with the black teal, well, then that should be our jersey all the year round. Because it is not black and white. No. What gives them the right to have black and white or the teal and black? They don't have teal and black in their cups.
So, Troy, you've got to ring your football club. Tell Koshy, bite the bullet, wear your traditional jumper in the showdown in 2 weeks' time because it's your home game at Adelaide Oval. Stuff the AFL.
Well, that's exactly right. Just remember who started the AFL. We had to, not Port didn't, but the Crows, West Coast, Frio, Brisbane, Sydney,
they had
to bankroll the VFL before they went bankrupt.
Yeah, because the VFL were going bankrupt before the Eagles formed.
And no one wants to go back to that tradition or that history. But hey, it's VFL, remember, you can't do anything wrong.
Good on you, Troy. Thanks for your call. Grant from Salisbury. Should Port Adelaide accept the prison bar offer?
Grant!
Absolutely not. No, you should. Tell them where the sun don't shine, because Port Adelaide won their first SANFL premiership before the VFL even existed. So there's a bit of history for Collingwood supporters. I wholeheartedly agree with that previous Collingwood supporter that said, you know, we should wear it every game except when we play Collingwood.
Really? So that
good on you, Grant.
Maybe whoever's higher on the ladder gets to wear it.
But how many Collingwood supporters are out there? And there's a massive lot of fan base here. They would be thinking, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care if you wear it.
They're probably sick of the conversation every year.
As long as you don't wear it, like you said, against us.
But why do Collingwood get to make the decision? Why are they the ones going, why don't you wear this? They're designing Port Adelaide's Guernsey for them now. Get stuff, Collingwood.
Because the heritage round was abolished because they don't want Port to win.
Well, that's what they need. They need the heritage round back.
Thanks for everyone ringing through regarding the Port Adelaide Prison Break.
Where did it go back there?
Well, I reckon after five, revisit it. And you've got plenty of text messages coming in
now. Yes,
lots. Gregory and family and Emma G, something happened to our burn today down here in Flinders Street.
Well, yes.
Are we in on Flinders or Franklin? We're
Franklin.
Franklin's
a continuation of Flinders. I apologise. It's the same street.
I'm fogged up in the mind.
And you're asking why I'm fogged up.
Now, what happened, buddy?
And not long after you got some clarity on what you should do.
Yeah, because I told the story about how I went and had to get my card replaced for the car park
next door.
With Auto Park. Yes. So I went down there, Gillies Street it was, picked up my new card. And
I took you there, if you recall.
Yeah, you did. You actually...
Just to look after you, because Greg was playing golf.
Oh, hang on.
Was he? No, he just said didn't want to. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, having a coffee.
So I
went in there and I said, look, there's a lot of people parking at parks all the time.
Which is reserved.
It says a massive, how big do you want the reserve sign on our
park? I know. It's like smacks you in the face.
And
we're very grateful,
Bert. We are very grateful.
Yeah, because I haven't.
Yeah, well, you're still working
your
way.
You're still spooning out.
Don't worry, I've got it under control.
Oh, it's something happening there.
Oh, hello.
Anyway, so it's reserve, big reserve sign, and there's... Again, today, I pull up.
Well, I pulled in and saw somebody.
So I thought,
same here.
When I was at Auto Park the other day, he said, if there's anyone ever in your park, give us a call. Big number on the sign.
Absolutely.
Bang, straight down.
Yes, sir.
There'll be a notification with a car, with a fine.
There'll be police, there'll be detectives, the whole lot.
They'll just pick his car up with a chopper and just take it out and just drop it wherever we want.
So when I pulled in earlier, I've gone, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So I pulled in, but I've gone, okay, nah, I'll keep calm. I'll just park in stopped.
A little spot there.
So I could see the sign, bang, 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 typed it in, rang up, no answer.
Right.
Thought, okay. Nah, maybe there's just...
Busy.
Haven't gone to the fridge or
something.
Busy. They'll be back. We're going to ring again. As I'm ringing, look in the revision mirror. Two
young ladies.
Humans.
Yes.
Two people.
Yeah. Two young ladies.
Yeah. No, was it? What, oh, no, no, men or
ladies. Oh, you said they were young ladies.
Two ladies who were walking out to their car.
Yes. Mm.
And I was like, hang on, they look like they're beelining for the car in my park. I'm like, oh, beautiful.
Oh, got no.
Here we go.
Reverse back.
You did.
Window down.
Oh, is that
excuse me, that is a reserve park. We pay for that park and that's not, you can't park there.
Yes. Did you say that nicely?
I said it pretty nicely,
And so you said, excuse me.
I said, excuse me.
Good manners, Burn.
And then they always act a little bit dumb, like they don't know what's going on. Mm. Oh, well.
Say if it was two fellas walking towards their car and you'd put the window down.
I would have just lifted my boot up, grabbed my golf club out. Took to their car.
And put your two gloves
on. Yeah, yeah. No, that's Greg.
Like white teeth.
Because it is cold today. Put your mittens
on. Sorry to interrupt.
Give him a mitten slap.
Back and said, that's a car. And
shut
then
up, G.
I was expecting a little bit of urgency.
Yes.
If I'm in someone's park and I know I'm not meant to be there.
Sorry.
Oh, gee, sorry. Bang, car on, back out. God, sorry, won't do that again. Anyway, I'm just waiting. 2 minutes passes and I don't even see the tail lights on. You know when your car starts up?
Reverse lights.
I'm like... Okay.
Oh,
no, the tail lights start up. So, excuse me.
Good manners.
Excuse me. This is my paid park. Now I'm running late for work. You need to get out now. And things are starting a little bit more
were
testy.
Were you a little bit testy?
I was a little bit testy now.
What were they doing just sitting there on their phones or something?
I saw them on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're working out where they're going or what
their
name was.
He did. This is nice.
Right. Then what happened?
Anyway, so then... Another, I reckon, nearly a minute goes past, and I'm just getting out again, right? Oh, and there was going to be no excuse me this time.
Smoke coming out.
I was thinking back golf club.
He was thinking
but anyway, the car turns on.
Oh.
So I see, I'm out, I'm 1 foot out of the car.
And then,
so I look at the car, tail lights come on. I'm like, thank God for that. And I'm like, please, the reverse lights.
Please.
I want to see some reverse lights within the first 5 seconds here, otherwise they'll be 2 feet out.
What happened?
Reverse lights come on.
Good.
I'm like, oh, God,
okay, well done. You're in.
No urgency whatsoever. Going back, it was a long time anyway. Kept going and going and going slowly and slowly. I'm thinking, now you can probably stop because there's a pole coming up.
Oh, no.
More further and further and further. And I'm like, wasn't going to say anything because I felt like the karma bus or the karma train got him.
No.
Slammed straight into the pole behind him.
We shouldn't laugh.
No, you can laugh.
I reckon we need to see the tape because I reckon Bernie's going back.
Keep coming. No, you got plenty of room. Back.
Take that, Zachin.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
That was a good little sing-along Tay-Tay, wasn't it?
So good.
Oh, yeah.
G was up and about.
He was leading
Greg,
it.
You're on all cylinders. Bern, you're on the text messages about Meg Lanning.
Trent Bolt to step back from international cricket as well, the New Zealand cricketer. Yep. And Meg Lanning stepping back as well.
World cricket's in trouble.
Having a break.
Test cricket's in trouble.
I tell you what.
We need to talk about it.
Franchise cricket is causing.
I'm telling you, Greg, you better do something about it. But this young man from Happy Valley, Tristan, good afternoon. Welcome.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. AFL team?
Geelong.
Have you got your grand final tickets ready, have you?
No, not yet. Okay. No, I don't know.
Okay. What's your trade, mate? What do you do?
I'm an engineer, intern.
Hello.
Mechanical engineer.
There you go.
That's good.
Clever one.
Clever G, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Describe Greg Blewett in one word, please, Tristan.
legend.
Oh, yes, well done, Tristan.
He didn't even think. That was the first thing that came to his
mind. 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass. We'll come back to it if we can. Take your first answer. All the best, mate.
No worries.
Greg G?
Let's do it.
Let's play.
Which AFL team has the colour orange?
GWS.
Serena Williams' older sister shares her name with which planet?
Venus.
Which SNFL club has won the most premierships?
The Eagles.
In golf, who is the current British Open champion?
Pass.
Which Port Adelaide senior coach has the best winning percentage in the AFL?
Pass.
How much career prize money has Serena Williams won? $75 million US, $85 or $95?
85.
Who is currently in 8th spot on the AFL ladder?
Richmond.
Which sport does Lauren Jackson play?
Netball.
Who was the last player to win back-to-back Brownlow medals?
Robert Harvey.
Which commentator famously dubbed Ben McAvoy
Big Boy?
BT.
Four. Four in golf, who's the current British Open champion? Australian?
Okay,
Tristan. Yeah, that's all right, mate. It's all right.
Good effort, Tristan.
G.
Did he get question 9?
Yes, he did. Okay. Tick that off, please, G.
Okay.
Check the scoreboard.
Tick that one off, G. Yep,
thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
5. There were some hard questions today.
I
think there were some tricky questions. Well done, Tristan. Yeah. We can't give you the $1,000, but we are going to give you a double pass to go to Baby Animal's 30th anniversary tour. It's this weekend playing at the Gov with special guests Kingswood. Tickets on sale now at babyanimals.com.
Lovely. Cheers, fellas.
Well done, mate. Thanks for playing. Yep. All the best, young man. And good luck to your footy side, the Catters. The Catters. Now, Gregory and Burn and family, let's go to question number 3, please.
Which ANFL club has won the most premierships? Port Adelaide.
And it's Sandful.
No, I don't say Sandful. Yeah,
see, no, we're meant to say Sandful.
You meant to say Sandful, Greg.
I know you meant to,
like
but I don't.
I like saying SANFL because that's what I was brought up on. Number 4, please, Burn.
Cam Smith won the British Open.
The mullet.
He's about to sign for the Liv.
The Liv.
Well, that's the rumour. $140
million a year, Greg.
That's the rumour.
$140 million. What is that? Is that a sign-on? Or is that for the length of he plays?
Greg.
How does that work?
I think that's a sign-on.
They're all going.
That's a sign-on
fee.
And then prize money is on top.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know for how long, though. Yeah. Like, is it 3 years?
We're just waiting for a press conference to happen regarding Cam Smith.
Let's go live there now.
Let's go live there.
Well, number 5, please, Greg. With Leishman as well.
White teeth, number 5, please.
Which Port Adelaide senior coach has the best winning percentage? Kenny Hinckley with 58.4.
Question six. Serena Williams has won $95 million US, which is a lot.
That's a lot of biscuits, and she's announced her
retirement. Biscuits.
And number 8, please, Ben.
Ben?
I said Burn. I've shortened all my words today.
So we all thought you said Ben.
I've shortened all my words today. Yeah.
That was a coincidence.
Number what? 8.
Number 8, Burn.
She plays basketball, Lauren Jackson. He said
superstar.
Yep, star.
She's 41 years old.
Comeback.
And she's back.
Yeah.
Superstar.
For the Opals.
So there you go, G and family, back again tomorrow.
Now, you boys didn't hear this before. I knew I stuffed up. and Pete's picked up on it. Pete's texted.
We like to pounce on anything.
Yeah, I just let it slide. It was during the quiz when we're talking about back to back Brownlows, and I said, "Will Lockie Neal do it this year?"
Right.
So why doesn't that make sense?
Because he didn't win it last year.
You're just trying to work out what that means.
No, I didn't.
He doesn't know. No, well, Pete wrote, Bernie, did you think no one heard that comment? No, Lockie Neal can't go back-to-back this year, considering that Ollie Wines won it last year.
Correct.
That was something Jars would say. That's what he put it.
He hasn't got that in there.
That, well, what does that say, Greg? That was what?
Something that Jars would say.
With a thumbs up.
Yes.
Thanks, Pete from Plimpton. Also one here from Mark and doesn't want his last name read out. Jars needs to go to a speech specialist. Can't say Ravenscroft.
So what?
Just say Ravenscroft.
No, I'll say it. You know I never get anyone's name correct.
Say
you know
it
that.
Three times really quickly.
No, I don't give a stuff.
Say it. Mark what?
Mark Ravo. Now, let's talk about a wonderful organisation, Childhood Cancer. Mm. Now, we went to the launch of the Spirit of SA art exhibition last Monday night.
Yeah,
to see
great.
Our portrait, which was painted. There's 40 portraits done, family. Now, if you want to get on the website, have a look. Get on Spirit SA. Now, I've got ours. I've found our portrait, and it's called Triple Threat. That's what our name is.
I like that.
I like that, G.
Yeah.
Now, are we a threat, are we?
That's what it's got here. These fun-loving ratbags keep Adelaide on its toes for the commute home. The Triple M Rush Hour gang features Andrew Jarman, Aussie cricket run machine Greg Blewett, and Crows and Demons Club champion Bernie Vince.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
And triple threat. I don't want to talk about what they said about it. Now, anyway.
About who?
The bids are coming in. Yeah. Now, family, we want you to start bidding because it's a great cause, as you know. Now, our bid so far from Jed Richards is $1,500.
Oh, great.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
Now, we're trying to raise $80,000 for the childhood cancer.
What do you reckon ours will get to?
Well, I want ours to go to $200,000.
It's not going to go to 200,000.
Triple threat.
Ambitious.
Now, closing in, it's 46 days and 20 hours left before they close.
Yes.
All right. Well, I reckon if we can get to $6,000 or $7,000,
nah, let's get
grand.
To 20 grand. Surely someone will.
There is a bid. There is, I don't know what it is. There's a painting of a plane, a green plane. Must be some solo flight that someone. Anyway, there's anonymous bid of $20,000 for that particular painting. But most of them at the moment are around about that $1,500,
$1,600. Really? So Jed Richards, thank you so far, but we need the family to start supporting us.
Good. And they're on display at Westpac House as we speak.
Yeah, from Jars. I asked Jars the dates and he gave them to me. So they're on display. September the 29th of August. That's what he told me.
No, I didn't. Stop picking up things, mate.
What?
I didn't say that.
So
what'd you say?
So from the 29th of August to the 21st of September, they will be at the Adelaide Airport on display.
So you'll be able to see
fantastic.
Them.
Yeah, and you can also see them at spiritofsa.com.au, and then you can see the one of you three, Triple Threat, on the Triple M Instagram, Triple M Adelaide.
There's the portrait of the plane, 27 days, 20 hours. There's some great
portraits.
Yeah,
that's the one. So what? $20,000.
So that's gone for $20,000.
Yeah.
Wow. And could get more if it's 20 already.
Drivers Run. You got the Barrels of Fun. You got the Big Dill. Hot Tuna. That'll be obviously Port Pirie.
There's a West End
Lincoln.
Draft Can.
Yes. Also
Fruit Chocks. Yeah.
Sporting Mecca. Adelaide Oval Portrait.
Travis Boak.
Travy Boak, our boy Trav. And then the Triple Threat Boys.
Yeah.
There's a Farmers Union Iced Coffee.
Yeah.
There's a frog.
Everything
Balfour's
SA.
Green Frog. Everything SA.
Adelaide
West
Oval.
Draft. Yeah.
I think.
Bruce McAvaney. Simply
Bruce.
The best.
Yes.
So get
Teresa
on there, family.
Palmer.
What?
Teresa Palmer.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic painting.
And then, so anyway, come on, let's get some money.
Yes, get on there. Right. So website, Jars, again?
Yeah.
spiritofsa.com.au.
Yeah, Joe, play that, G.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
Oh,
wearing
Titanic.
Only this.
Keep it clean.
Well, is that what you would do?
Keep
it.
That's what Marion said.
Oh, right.
Did you draw it?
There's paintings, there's massages, there's all sorts going on.
I want someone to do the portrait of. I want to do a nudie one.
Just make sure the blinds are down if you do that.
We don't want anyone getting any surprises. TNT, I'll start crying. Oh, I miss Jack.
It's the rush hour.
Serena Williams, she's announced her retirement, so she's had a wonderful career.
Unbelievable
Wayne Carey. Now,
career.
Wayne Carey's come out, Byrne, and said that nothing happened with him and his old teammate.
It was a chat, just a chat.
Nothing happened.
A bit of heat. in it, though.
Just
but
a little debate,
much.
But no yeah. physical. Why no, did
they
people
were saying
report
they're exchanging
that
blows
oh,
and
come on.
Heated argument. They, even that was.
And
he Byrne,
just
down.
Quickly before we get into our topic, another retirement from the AFL.
Yeah, big boy Ben McAvoy has announced his retirement. Wow. So just only it was, I think it was 2 weeks ago. He played his 250th. No announcement then, but he's announced today that this year will be his last.
And don't be surprised if he ends up with Alistair Clarkson somewhere as his ruck coach.
Ruck coach, yep. Not playing.
No, ruck coach. Yeah, just Clarko having a new team around
loves
him.
Apparently Clarko's been sniffing around for assistance.
Yeah, he has. Mm. Been on the phone.
Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Have you had a phone call?
Have you had a, hey?
I've had no. Clarko's still not talking to me about that marble drop 5 weeks ago. Should Port Adelaide accept Collingwood's prison bar offer, family? 133353. We spoke about this earlier in the show and the phones went berserk. So we thought we'd revisit it because it's obviously very passionate out there with the Port Adelaide faithful. Personally, I think they should just wear the damn thing.
Just wear it.
In the showdown. It's their home game, Greg. They're not going to lose any point. They're not going to play finals. They may lose 4 points. Just stick it right up the AFL.
Which will give them a better draft pick if they lose points and drop down the ladder.
Just wear the damn thing.
I think they should be allowed to wear it, okay, going forward in the showdown once a year for their home showdown. But if I'm telling you right now, the AFL would have put an ultimatum to Port Adelaide to say that you will lose premiership points, but it won't be for this season.
No, but they got set up, and there's proof of this now because we've got some audio here of Eddie Maguire talking to Kane Corns, and this is proof that he knew that the Heritage Round was going to end. No wonder they signed off on it. Here it is.
It says once a year in Heritage Rounds. The Heritage Round doesn't exist anymore. When you signed it, you weren't aware that that was going to be happening. So
yes,
you,
I did.
How did you know that?
Because I knew it, because the AFL had
told us. No one else did.
Oh, no one else knew.
After one year doing a deal in 2007.
So he
and then
knew.
The next year, the Heritage
they shut
Round
it down.
Was
and Eddie Maguire knew exactly what was going on.
You reckon Port Adelaide knew?
No.
You reckon Port Adelaide knew they were going to sign it for 1 year?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. Absolutely.
Let's take your calls.
133353. Make a statement, Port Adelaide. Koshy, just wear it. No, I'm serious. Just wear it. It'd
what,
be great.
Koshy or the team?
The whole lot.
Just Koshy in the. Imagine him wearing it in the
on
crowd.
On sunrise.
They're
gonna
not going to play final, so just wear it. Round 23 v the Adelaide Crows once a year.
Maybe wear something underneath too, Koshy.
Should Port accept Collingwood's prison bar's offer?
A generous offer.
Yeah.
From the Collingwood Football Club, that Till prison bar jumper.
That's not
which
generous.
Looks. What?
What does it look
like? It's not, well, it looks yuck.
Look
I don't like it. That's not Port. That's not Port. The phones are going berserk.
No, they are.
You got some text messages.
Text
please.
Line 0488851047. This one's from Charlie Ferguson. Is it Charlie? No. Oh, Callum.
Oh.
Callum Ferguson. Get the Port fans to set up a GoFundMe page for the fine if it's so big.
Ferg. Mm. This is from Ferg on Dead Set Legends
Callum
that no
Ferguson,
one listens
yeah.
to. Yeah. Ferg, be quiet. You got any more text messages?
Did he wear... How does
did
Ferg
play
text
golf with, him?
With two gloves on?
Oh!
No, he had two gloves
he
on
did
today.
He wears gloves, two gloves,
two
after
gloves.
All the crap we've been
yes,
giving you.
Two
did
gloves.
He wants to be you, Greg. He I swear.
Ought to be ashamed two of yourself, you people.
I think he thinks he's you.
What do you got, Bert?
Port Adelaide should do a Mighty Ducks in the showdown and come out after half time
yes!
wearing the prison bar. What a great call.
Great movie, Mighty
another
Ducks.
Another text here, one more before we get to the phones. Yeah. You Crow boys want Port to wear the Guernsey so they lose 4 points, which will put them above them on the ladder.
Now,
no, that's not why we want it.
I don't know this next name, but he's a great. The great Barry Curtin, I reckon. If
that's not him, is
Uncle
it?
Uncle Baz from Happy Valley,
it's
good
not.
Afternoon.
How's going, boys?
Well, it's Barry Curtin.
It is, that voice.
Now, Mr. Mate, Football, tell us, what do you want to do?
Mate, I've got something to tell you. We're going to talk agreements here between Collingwood and Port Adelaide. I hosted a lunch in 1996 at the Port Adelaide Football Club where Alan McAllister was the guest speaker, the then president of Collingwood.
Yeah.
And he made the statement that if Port Adelaide finished in front of Collingwood in its first 3 years of competition, then they can have the magpie back.
No.
That's what he said.
And where did you finish in the first 3 years, Uncle Baz?
In front of Collingwood in every year. Mm. So I'm heading off tomorrow. I'm heading off to Melbourne to go and pick the magpie up. That'll go down pretty well.
It'll be in Toorak at Eddie's house.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, mate, you know, I mean, if we're going to talk agreements, come on. Yeah. This Till prison bar thing's a joke.
Crap.
Well, it is, mate. You know, I think Port Adelaide should be able to wear it. Well, I've got no issue with it. Mm. And no one else has got any issue with it except for a couple of knobs at Collingwood. So
that's a good point. Well said, Uncle Baz. That's a good point, Baz.
Thanks for Now, Port finished on top of Collingwood in its first five seasons.
Mm. Well, there you go.
So the great man, Barry Curtin, spot on. Thanks, Baz. Clive from Hectorville. Should Port Adelaide be allowed to wear their prison bar?
No, I think personally, mate, that all the Port Adelaide supporters should just get over it. Every year it comes up again, and every year we get the same result.
But do they deserve it, seeing they were duped with that agreement with the Collingwood Football Club, with Collingwood knowing that the Heritage Round was going to go?
I think that's probably not right that was the case. But I still reckon when you first join the VFL, and it still is the VFL while it's run from Melbourne.
Absolutely.
You signed to say that you wouldn't use the prison bars, and it's time to get over it. Sick of hearing about it myself.
Yeah, one way or another, I think we need an answer.
Definitive. So we don't once a year
go
or
through
not at
this
all.
Every season. Right. Alex from Port Adelaide. Should Port accept Collingwood's offer for the prison bar? Teal.
Alex.
Hello. Yeah, sorry, guys. I don't reckon they should accept that offer. They should be allowed to wear the prison bars all the time. But if they have to put teal, put it on the top.
Yeah, so this is the Guernsey that I showed you guys yesterday, and you
which
can look
looks
on,
great.
Online.
Yeah, Burns said
teal,
it before.
Teal across the top, and then the prison bars underneath. So it ticks the boxes. It's not all black and white, but Collingwood won't allow either.
No.
But it shouldn't be Collingwood allowing this. Why are we even saying Collingwood won't allow it? It's the AFL that should make the decision.
Yeah, correct. It's a VFL decision. That's what it is.
Thanks Alex.
Alex. Sammy from Power Hills. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Very good, mate. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thought is if they wear the prison bars anyway, they're going to lose 4 points. Isn't that voluntary tanking? Not get fined?
Well, that was my point. Mm. You should, if you're not going to make the finals, you might as well finish bottom so you get pick one.
but then the AFL does you for tanking, mate. You can't tank.
Well... Maybe that's
a valid point.
It is a good point. Maybe that's why they might make it next year. But you were saying, Greg.
Mm. But at the end of the day, Port Adelaide won't do it. They'll wear their traditional.
What about a lot of the Mighty Ducks text?
Yeah.
Half time do
come
it.
Come out, bang.
Well, that's the same. We didn't wear it for the first half.
So
maybe dock them 2 points.
At some stage, they've got to sort this out.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It
we talk about
coming
every
up
year.
Every year. Let them wear it once a year.
Is it worth taking it to court to find out?
Maybe, I'll represent them.
Maybe first.
I know my.
They'll end up all in jail if you're doing it.
Judge Byrne.
Triple M's rush hour
Dennis
with Bernie, Bluey, and Jars.
From fitness and diet.
1001.
To mental health and skincare.
1002.
We care about the blokes. Right now, it's the Rush Hour's Men's Health Chat.
Oh, I could barely lift my right arm. I did so many.
Now, we're going to straighten up this week. After last week, we spoke about how you're a medical marvel with your very hairy nostrils and you're one step ahead of everyone else. But it's National Stroke Week this week, all right? So there are 50, so some stats on that, 56,000 strokes in Australia every year. More than 445,000 Australians are living with the effects of stroke. Stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers, kills more women than breast cancer.
Wow.
And it kills more men than prostate cancer.
More women than breast cancer.
Correct.
Kills them.
Correct. And more than 80% can be prevented. Jeez. All right. Now, these are very similar symptoms to heart disease as well. So heart disease and, I believe, stroke sort of go hand in hand. So to lower your risk of stroke, keep your blood pressure in the normal range. Don't smoke. Blood sugar levels need to be in the normal range. Same with cholesterol. Stay at a healthy weight. Get active. All right. Mm. What are the signs of stroke? Weakness or numbness or paralysis of the face, arm or leg on either side of your body or both. Difficulty speaking or understanding. Loss of vision. Sudden blurring or decreased vision. Headache, usually severe and abrupt onset.
Wow.
So if you get a really severe,
yep.
Difficulty swallowing is another symptom as well. So I think That's a very quick summary, but as you can see, it's very, very common.
Very serious.
Very serious. I think the idea is same with heart disease, same with everything really. Get your bloods done regularly. Yeah. All right. So I'm as guilty as anyone, probably get them done every couple of years, every 2 or 3 years, but as you get older, try and get them done at least yearly. Get your bloods done.
56,000 a year. That's over 1,000 a week.
Yep.
And the 80% are preventable. Like that's great. That's a big, you know, a lot that we can do to help.
Yeah. I had Bell's palsy where my face, half of my face stopped working for, at least a week, maybe 2 weeks.
That's scary.
That was I thought that was the onset
or
of
anxiety?
A stroke. They don't really know the reason. Yeah. It can be a number of things. They don't know really, but that's the same thing. They're like, this is their initial onset feeling of a stroke as well. So I was like, geez, pretty scary stuff. But those figures, 80% preventable.
Yep. So stay on top of it. Get active with it.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
Oh, he's our boy around the country. Been on fire. Yes. Three votes. Jay Clark joins us. Good afternoon, Jay.
You've taken me under your wing, Charles. You sort of developed me and groomed me, and all credit to you for your mentoring. I'll just try and be like you, mate.
Well, don't go to another club because that's what players do. When you get them right, they head off. And now, speaking of that, Brody Grundy, will he be at the Magpies next year? I'm hearing no.
How much did you get at Melbourne, by the way, after you left from Adelaide? I heard it was a very juicy contract.
I actually got less.
The biggest talk of the town over the past 24 hours has been about Brody Grundy and, my own story, really. But anyway, that's
a bit of self-love. Getting around himself.
Oh, I did that for your amusement, Bernie. Hey, the Collingwood superstar Ruckman, he's on the nose at the Pies. There's no doubt about that. I think Tommy Rockliffe might have broken the story in Adelaide first about a month ago that he was getting the tiptoe. And we have previously thought that GWS and Port Adelaide were the front runners. Well, it is Melbourne in the box seat to land Grundy if Luke Jackson leaves. So Melbourne clearly want Luke Jackson to stay. But if he buggers off, then Brody Grundy is the man they have identified as his potential replacement. Now, what does this mean for the selfless skipper, Max Gawn? He would happily step aside, play more forward at the age of 31 next season, his 13th season, and allow Grundy to lead the ruck division, help partner and protect that superstar midfield brigade. And do his work at Melbourne. Now, this year, there's a big asterisk here. It is completely conditional on Collingwood paying some of that salary.
How much?
Just like Adam Treloar when he went to the Western Bulldogs. So Melbourne would pay, say, $650 or $700, and then Collingwood chip in the rest, and then Grundy lines up in Melbourne. You can't also discount Geelong in this race. They're taking a backseat ride, but are having a look at Grundy. Of course, he potentially replace Reece Stanley, but the Cats have salary cap room. They want Jacob Hopper and are looking at Grundy. It is going to be an interesting trade period, fellas.
Currently on 950, is that right, Jay?
950 with 5 years to run on his contract. But I think Graham Wright and the Collingwood list management crew have realised, that is a lot of money. They want Bobby Hill from GWS. They want Tim Tarano from the Giants. They want Dan McStay from Brisbane on about $650,000. So. Yep. The Pies are making moves, but with that massive salary of Grundy's, it is a bit tricky. And of course, they want to keep now Jordan DeGoey, who's going to demand about $750,000 amid interest from St Kilda. So it is all happening.
Well, the Pies trying to break the record for paying the most players not playing at their footy club at the moment.
Hey, JZ, what about Josh Dunkley? Where's he going to end up?
Yeah, interesting. So Port Adelaide definitely do have some interest in the Western Bulldogs hard nut midfielder. Now, talks with the Bulldogs have gone a little bit slowly, it's fair to say. So Essendon, a couple of years ago, were keen, but the Bulldogs wanted 2 first-round draft picks. There's no way Port Adelaide will give they won't give 2 first-round draft picks, and they want to take their first pick this year, which is about 8 or 9 or thereabouts. They want to keep that. So I suspect Port Adelaide's, if Dunkley does decide to leave the kennel and head to Port Adelaide, I don't think there's any chance that Port Adelaide will offer up that top 10 pick as part of a Dunkley trade. It'll be something later. As I said, they do have some interest to try and boost and replenish that midfield, but that first pick of theirs, I would not expect that to be part of the deal unless the Bulldogs are going to give them, you know, something very good back. But certainly after asking Essendon for 2 first-round picks, there is no way that Port Adelaide are going to give up the world for Josh Dunkley despite that little bit of interest. Do you think it's a good move, boys? Does Port Adelaide's midfield scream out to you and say they need another hard nut like Josh Dunkley?
It's a good fit. It's a good fit with Boakey and Wines just struggling a bit, need a bit more support. I think it's a good fit for Port Adelaide, young Dunkley.
Not sure if they're struggling, but Boakey's not getting any younger.
In terms of just sharpening up the age group and that midfield group.
Yep. Hey, Paddy Cripps, his appeal failed to no surprise to me, but thoughts there?
Yeah, so the Blues are currently weighing up with their legal beagles whether to challenge that and appeal again. Like, I think, it could change at this stage. They're thrashing through it now. Of course, no Kennedy, no Hewitt, no Cripps. They need to win one of their last two to guarantee a final spot. Maybe they have a roll of the dice. I think it'd be a long shot. I think it was the right call from the tribunal, a 2-match suspension, but the Blues still considering something of an appeal.
Yeah. And in a good news story coming out of North Melbourne, hadn't been too many this year, but Ben Cunnington played VFL last week. Where's he going to play this week?
Yeah, he's coming your way over there tomorrow because on Saturday afternoon, Ben Cunnington, a favourite son, the heart and soul there at Arden Street. The scenes from today with his teammates, they got right around the hard nut midfielder, and he's going to take on the Crows as part of that North Melbourne engine room. Yeah, he's only had the one hit out, of course, but just like Sam Doherty, he's fought off cancer at the start of the year. You know, went through a really difficult time, obviously, over summer, but it is just going to be so wonderful to see him out there. Sam Doherty, one of the stories of the year, and I think Ben Cunnington's going to be right up there with him.
Absolutely. Hey, any news on Leon Cameron and what he might be doing next season?
Yeah, so he was moved on, of course, as the GWS senior coach, Bluey, and some chance he may land at the kennel. So the Western Bulldogs want to support Luke Beveridge with some top assistant coaching acumen for next season. Potentially, they've been beaten tactically a little bit this year, and Leon Cameron, of course, is looking for a job next year, is firmly in their sights. He played at the Bulldogs in Richmond, of course, might return to his former club.
Jay Clark. 3 votes. Great job, mate. We'll speak to you on Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends. Keep up the good work, young man.
Good on your team.
Good work, Jay-Z. You know they say the votes and then the name. 3 votes, Jay Clark. Not Jay Clark, 3 votes.
That makes sense.
Does it matter? 1 vote, Burn Vince.
Yeah, at least I'm in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
She's a bit of panic set in there, Jen.
What happened?
Well, she forgot it was facts.
Yeah,
she
didn't have everything.
She's got a lot on.
That's all right. Okay. Yeah, I got there. If you hadn't said, no one would have known.
Thank you, everyone that rang through today. It was very busy with the phones with Port Adelaide and their jumper. And let's just say goodbye.
Yeah.
How was G going?
To say goodbye.
What was G doing?
What was I doing?
I don't know. What did I say? Well, she had this one of those little,
panic attacks.
Started breathing heavy.
Mm. What do you got, mate?
August 10 today, a couple of birthdays. Antonio Banderas.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yes.
What do you love him in?
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
I love him
in the Shrek movie.
Yeah, when he plays Puss in Boots.
Pussy Boots.
Spanish?
Yeah, he's Spanish. A heartthrob.
Sexy Spaniard.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas.
Hey, 1997, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Charles just goes quiet when I mention the Jenners.
97?
Huh?
97?
97.
What happened?
I don't know.
She must have been born.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah.
She was born. It's her birthday. It's a birthday.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, 97 feels like they're like 15, 10.
Yeah.
But it's not. 25 today. Hey, on this day, 1927. Now, Jars, this is for you. You asked this question a while back.
Yes, Ben.
Mount Rushmore. The work on that begun.
They're the 4 presidents on there, is it?
Yeah, they cut them out of stone.
Yeah, I know.
They cut them out of stone.
Who are the 4 presidents?
Well, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln's one. I didn't have time today, busy day. It's completed in 1941, so it took What's that, 14 years?
Yeah.
Long time.
You're complaining about getting a couple of tiles off your kitchen.
Imagine. I'm not complaining. Oh, I'm just saying what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm not complaining. You're the one complaining, and I'm doing it.
Complaining how well
you're even
glued
complaining.
On.
Hey, you're even complaining.
Come on, we've got to say goodbye. Let's go.
Hey, number one song in Adelaide
yes,
in 1963.
Yeah.
One of my favourites, this song here.
Really?
1963.
Great. Sounds like elevator music.
What is it?
Called Sukiyaki by Japanese actor-singer Kiyu Sakamoto. Mm.
That's a ripper.
Actually, maybe I don't like that one.
What, like the remix. What is going on with this?
What? What's wrong with it?
What else you got?
Now, let's get some better songs.
Yes, Burn.
2007 on this day, Spice Girl, Emma Bunton, which is what Spice does?
Chocolate Spice.
There isn't a chocolate.
Isn't it?
Strawberry.
No, there's no strawberry either, is
sporty.
There?
What is
she? She's baby. Oh, with a big tail.
Speaking of baby, she gave birth to a baby boy, Bo. Let's hear from her. If you want to be my lover. Oh, yeah.
I'm going.
We're going to love this song. On this day, 2016, Kyle Chalmers won his 100-meter freestyle gold in Rio.
Superstar.
So that's a nice
what
local
a young,
one.
Good young man he
Adelaidean.
Is.
He went to Emmanuel College, didn't he?
But on this... Yeah. He did go to Emmanuel. Yeah, the swing centre's named after him. Like.
Oh.
Hey, on this day, 2008, and this is my last one.
Yeah, good.
I had to go to the UK to get this one, boys.
Yes, Ben.
And I know this is one of your favourites. Since you've been on TV a little bit.
Got to go.
Number one song in the UK was this.
And I liked it.
Goodness me.
Chocolate.
Hey, did I say chocolate?
Cherry chapstick.
Oh.
See you tomorrow, Claire.
Chocolate.
We're at the districts tomorrow night.
No, we're not. It's Thursday night.
You've lost it.